From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A delicate ceasefire in Syria between military forces, opposition fighters, and external supporters remains in effect for a second day, in spite of repeated claims of breaches from both sides. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least six villages were targeted in airstrikes. So far, the identity of jets and confirmation has still not come through. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Let us be real. It is going to be extremely challenging, especially at the outset, to make this work. In a world of horrific crises, arguably no crisis has done more to threaten international peace and security or has inflicted as much human suffering as the conflict in Syria. We are all now broken records here in this council about the fact that this crisis cannot be resolved through force alone, that it will require a political solution.
Meantime, Russia is blaming Turkey for nine violations since the truce began early yesterday, according to the French news agency. Syrian state media is claiming terrorist groups fired mortars from hills close to the Turkish border. And a senior Saudi Arabian official is alleging Syrian and Russian forces committed ceasefire violations in Syria. Baghdad was on high alert earlier today after IS extremists launched a surprise attack on Abu Ghraib, just west of the Iraqi capital. Suicide bombers and gunmen riding pickup trucks stormed the city in one of the boldest attacks by the IS in months, which is now over. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian officials about possible deployment to the region. This is VOA News. Kurdish officials are working with a U.S.-led coalition to verify if Islamic State militants hit Kurdish fighters with chemical weapons in the northern area of Sinjar. If confirmed, according to the Kurdish Authority, it would be the eighth chemical attack on its forces. Reformists appear to be making gains as Iran continues to count votes today in its parliamentary election. Final results in most races are expected tomorrow. Partial results indicate so far major gains for Iranians who favor engagement with the West. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton easily won the Democratic presidential primary in the state of South Carolina, improving her position as frontrunner ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders. She spoke late Saturday to supporters from Columbia, South Carolina.
We've now gone through four early states, and I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on running a great race, and tomorrow this campaign goes national.
Sanders was in the state of Minnesota Saturday, where he congratulated Clinton on her win in South Carolina and said his campaign is about more than being elected president.
It is about transforming America. It is about thinking big and the kind of country we want to become.
For the Republicans, frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest rivals Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz spent Saturday campaigning ahead of the so-called Super Tuesday elections, when about half the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs. At a town hall gathering this weekend in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media website.
You know, this is always a work in progress. I'm not going to claim up here today that we're perfect. We're definitely not. You know, our system relies on people in the community being able to reach out and tell us what they think is offensive. And then we staff teams of people, hundreds of people around the world, to be able to go look into those claims and follow the guidelines to take down the content that we feel is hate speech according to those policies.
German authorities are extra concerned right now about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social network as the country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against the record numbers of migrants arriving in the country. And they're pressing social media sites to crack down on the hate speech. A police officer in the eastern state of Virginia was shot and killed Saturday afternoon during her first full day in uniform. Officer Ashley Gwendon had been sworn in as a police officer on Friday. She was with two other police officers in the northern Virginia county of Prince William responding to a domestic call. Sad, sad day for those police officers. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.